Praise the Lord, O my soul. All my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. He forgives all your sins. He heals all your diseases. He redeems your life from the pit and crowns your life with love and compassion. Amen. God's word before us as we celebrate this National Day of Thanksgiving comes from the Apostle Paul's letter to the Philippians, the first chapter, verses 3 through 11. This in the Pew Bible is on page 1178. I'd encourage you to have your Pew Bibles open during the reading of the text and also during the course of the sermon. I'll be quoting the text quite often in the message. Philippians chapter 1, beginning with verse 3, Pew Bible, page 1178. I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. It is right for me to feel this way about all of you, since I have you in my heart. And whether I am in chains or defending and confirming the gospel, all of you share in God's grace with me. God can testify how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. This is our Thanksgiving text. It's notable where in the Christian church year, the festival of Thanksgiving falls this year. Last week, which was Christ the King Sunday, our focus was on watching. This coming Sunday, which is Advent 1, our focus will be on watching and preparing. One good way for us to prepare is through prayer. I don't know of anywhere in the scripture where God says to us, you know, people, I think you've prayed enough. You can stop praying right now. Rather, God urges us over and again to pray continually, to pray without ceasing, to pray all the time for all the saints. Martin Luther once lamented that sometimes he was so busy that he had only 2 hours to spend in prayer a day. Imagine that. 2 hours of prayer a day. Do we spend 2 hours of prayer in a week? Imagine if Martin Luther had not prayed to God at a minimum of 14 hours a week. Would he have experienced the blessing of God, God giving him the ability and the strength he needed to carry on his work in the face of danger and death? And so tonight, as we celebrate this National Day of Thanksgiving and conclude our Welcome Home worship series, we hear God's own encouragement to us to pray. God just loves hearing our voices, whether they are out loud or silent, in prayer. And God promises to answer every single prayer we pray in the best way possible. Listen to Jesus. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the